Hey, Pinball Party fans! Welcome back to another deep dive where we talk in depth about one specific game. This week, Stern's Walking Dead. All right, here we go. Deep dive number, I don't know, what's the guess? Six?
Six?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure. Well, welcome back to Deep Dive number six, somewhere between 5 and 20. And this week we're doing The Walking Dead. Welcome, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing fine. A little bit more awake than last time, so hopefully that aids the performance, I guess.
What's the over-under on 1,000 milligrams of caffeine in your system right now?
I drank a half a pot of coffee, and I have kind of an energy drink, so... But okay. I mean, I was being honest. I have a pretty strong just tolerance to caffeine.
Well, for those paying attention to our stimulants, I have not yet tried the Ritalin. Maybe next episode, I haven't. We'll see what happens.
I was looking for that update. I needed that update.
You'll hear it. I'm sure it'll either be like, "Hello, welcome to the Pinball Party. This is Jason," or it'll be like, if it works. Hello, welcome to... All right, Walking Dead. Let's go. Let's talk about Walking Dead. Zach, you want to give us the facts on Stern's The Walking Dead?
Yeah, it came out in 2014. John Borg, Lyman Sheets, Kevin O'Connor, Greg Ferris, more art direction, I think. It is from a different era, right? So it's a Sam game. There's a Pro Premium LE, but it's from an era... where Sam games kind of, this is like right in the middle of like, you have AC/DC, X-Men, Metallica, Star Trek, but then you kind of get some bombs too, right? Like Mustang and what else is there? Well, Avengers wasn't good. But at any rate, this is when Stern is starting to hit their stride in the Sam just system, which had been around since around 2006. So this is near the end of Sam, right before you switch to Spike, with like WWE, I think, is pretty shortly after this. And the biggest differences between those trim models in the Pro and the Premium LE would be you get some upgrades on like the Well Walker with the guts underneath, magnet in front, the Bicycle Girl ramp lifts up and you can hit that sculpt underneath, and then you get the crossbow swing around from the right ramp. And then trying to think here. Well, you get the Well Walker bombs. And
The GI is different.
GI is different, right?
It is. It's controllable in the Premium LE and the code that you can't change on the Pro. And surprisingly, well, and some of the inserts are RGB as well, which in that game I actually don't think is needed. I guess stay on this trim level thing, because we'll get into our standard critical reception, all that kind of stuff, and I'll try not to go into impressions, but this is a almost like a polarizing, not nearly Black Knight sort of rage, Pro versus Premium, but some are very adamant on the Pro over the Premium, like, oh, the left Bicycle Girl ramp on the Pro or the Premium or LE has to lift up. You can disable it, but it has to lift up to reveal a bash toy for the bicycle, a certain mode, I'll say, a hurry-up mode kind of in a way. And that because of that lift up, the ramp is not, quote, as smooth. It varies from model to model, in my experience, and I'll talk about that later. But the biggest difference between the Premium and the LE, aside from that, which probably is, the other are minor. And you can actually turn them off as well. Like the Well Walker magnet, if you don't like it, turn it off. The Crossbow, if you don't like it, turn it off. Bicycle Girl ramp, you don't like it, turn it off. But the RGB...
Only the Premium LE has the fish tank, right?
Yes, which is also just cosmetic. It's just, it looks cool.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool. To me, the biggest difference between these two, by a landslide, take all those other things away. It's a great game. The RGB... And not the RGB, the actual GI, which when we talked about Star Wars in the past, really well-coded GI is a huge boon to a game, as big of a difference as I think music is. So I'll talk about my opinions of the trims later, but there's big differences.
This one is red, green, white, right?
The green. I mean, there's.
I think it's red, green, white GI in the premium. Is that in the pro too? Now I got to pull up the matrix.
No, the pro is all white. In fact, a lot of people change the lighting in the pro. It's not even a notable mod, if you will. But to enjoy the rest of this episode and more exclusive content, please join us at patreon.com/pinballparty.